Time Out with Alan Prescott.
Time out for something different. Time out for something new. Let us chase your cares away. Let us brighten up your day. Let our songs and patter bring a smile to you. As our guest, most sincerely, we suggest that you take time out.
Hello and everything. Do your feet hurt? Is your voice husky? Every time you pass a chair, does it seem like it's holding out its arms to you? Well, then it's time for you to take time out. If you'll do your part, we'll do ours. Ted Steele and the Novatones will play, and Felix Knight will sing to your heart's content. Well, I'll introduce Felix for a starter. Mr. Knight, if you please.
Stay in my arms, Cinderella, while the clock is striking, I'll hold you. At the stroke of 12, don't run away. Oh, can't you hear my heart? It begs you to stay in my arms, Cinderella. Maybe I'm that fellow Prince Charming. Since I met you, I've had one design. Your wedding shoes placed next to mine. Midnight of midnights and so divine. Cinderella, stay in my
that Felix has put Cinderella in her place, the Novatones have another girl to take out. Boys, how about bringing on Dinah? Exciting thing happened to me, Felix, you know?
They don't tell me you heard yourself over the radio.
Oh, no, not as exciting as that. I was walking down the street the other day when I noticed several people listening to a man make a speech. Well, while I watched, several other people joined in, And the school across the street let out then, and the children all gathered around the man, and the crowd got larger and larger, and everybody was so excited that I crowded in, too.
Well, what was the man talking about?
Well, to my amazement, he was saying just this. Thank you, Felix. That's a lovely old tune.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is time in, time out for Alan Prescott.
Thank you, but don't anyone move out of a comfortable position. I just have something I want to talk over. You know, there's just a touch of cowboy and Indian in everyone. Not only does it crop up when you least expect it, but it always rears its ugly head when it comes to building a fire. Just as you pick up the first bit of kindling wood, the surrounding country closes in on you with a mouthful of instructions. First of all, take Uncle John. He's of the old backlog school. He'll stand up on his hind legs as soon as you start for the fireplace and hold fourth and even fifth on the necessity of the backlog. I've never understood why you have to have it, but you practically have to fight your way out of this group unless you put a backlog in place before you start your fire. This is true even if you have a roaring blaze to answer them with. Then again, as you stand trembling with rage in front of your own fireplace, you're going to hear about the draft necessary to build a successful fire. The draft set are a windy lot, and by the time they finish telling you about the currents of air and the value of oxygen, you won't care if you never see another blaze as long as you live. Few of these people can make you envy the poorest Eskimo with one moth-eaten fur coat to his back. Of course, the male fire builder is more deadly than the female, but there are a few of the girls who ought to be taken in hand, too. Take nice Nellie. She's the girl with the gingham curtains and the blue flower pots. In the colder months, a great deal of her time is spent in folding newspapers into fans. These aren't to make her any cooler, you understand, but they're supposed to be better for building a fire. The trouble with this gal is that she goes to so much trouble setting the fire up that she thinks it's a shame to light it. Shiver all you like, and she pretends she doesn't know what you mean. This group is a sneaky lot, I think. I bet they wear heavy underwear so that they can watch you freeze in front of an unlighted fire. Then there are the other girls who are regular little Pocahontases until it comes to seeing whether the flue is open. One of this group lights the fire all right or spends a great deal of time telling someone else to do it. Right after it's lighted, you'll find that you have a room full of smoke and a nest full of frightened chimney swallows right in your hair, just because she wouldn't look up the flue. Do you know the kerosene oil group of fire builders? Well, they're great friends of the fire department. They go on the theory that wood doesn't burn unless it's soaked in kerosene. They take things right out of your hands by tossing a bucket of kerosene on an open fire. After your house has been taken off your hands and also from over your head by the firemen, the kerosene group pick over the ashes and try to prove that there was something wrong with the fireplace. Old picnics bring out fire builders. Show them a stick of wood in the great outdoors and they'll play for hours. They can tell you how to build any kind of a fire you don't want. You may have a match, but they run the gamut of fire starting right from chipping flint to rubbing two Boy Scouts together. I don't know what to do about all this, but I thought I'd better mention it so that you can plan to stay cold or limit the fire builders to the light in their eye.
Drums in my heart, I hear the drums roll. Deep in my heart, beating with joy. Cymbals I hear, way down in my soul. Reach my ear, crashing with joy. Hail a new day, welcome a bright sky. Humbly I pray, happy am I. Drums in my heart, striking a new chord. Drums in my heart, thank the Lord. Welcome a bright sky, humbly I pray, happy am I. Drums in my heart, striking a new chord. Drums in my heart, thank the Lord.
Night and the Novatones, having put you in the mood with Drums in My Heart, won't you listen while someone else speaks up? That ends Time Out for this period. Please join us again. This is Alan Prescott saying goodbye now.
When you listen as our guest, most sincerely we suggest that you take time out.